just mountains of evidence that these things harm people. And that's fine with regulatory folks in the United States. Just no problem. No problem. Fucked up. And we've talked about a number of Nordic countries that have put the brakes on Moderna for heart inflammation, both types, myocarditis and pericarditis. Myocarditis is the inflammation of the heart, and pericarditis is inflammation of the sac around the heart. And some guys get a 2-for-1. They get both problems. Fuck out of here. But I guess it's the males in the Nordic countries that are just weaker than us Americans. They just can't stomach these. I mean, it's insane. But the U.S., let me tell you, they have no plans on yanking this. None. And I said before, the doctors are all in on it. Because all these top fucking cardiologists and pediatric cardiologists, if they had a goddamn brain and any integrity, they'd be speaking out against it. Instead, what do you hear? That's what you hear. What we got here? Just a pimp. That seems a... Just a pimp. Well, that's a... We've gone into it. It's... The playlist is tapped into my... About some Orbison. We haven't played him in a while. Little Candyman, Orbison. Plenty of candy if you're working for Big Pharma. They're spreading it around and they don't care what it does and who it does it to. Let's talk about a headline here. Carhartt. An unvaxxed workforce is a risk our company is unwilling to take. Well, talk about a fucking company that's lost its way. Do they understand who wears Carhartt clothes? Don't worry. You know, the idiot who ran Dick's Sporting Goods and went on his gun fucking rampage, he cost the company $250 million. Because he didn't like guns. How much are these idiots going to cost their shareholders? Let me look at it. I don't think we have to do this. I don't think Carhartt's publicly traded, which is even worse. That means they're going to, they can't pass it off to their investors. They're going to really take it on the chin. Carhartt, popular U.S. manufacturer of durable work gear, sent an email to its 5,500 workers notifying them that they had to receive the COVID-19 vaccine by February 15th in order to continue working for the company. What did I tell you about these vaccine mandates in the Supreme Court? It was meaningless. The public-private partnership is being pressured by Biden and these folks in the White House. And companies are bending over and saying, we don't care about what the law of the land is. We're going to go do what we want ourselves. And guess what? Hopefully the market speaks and they cripple these fucking people. This company should be fucking wiped clean, picked clean like vultures. Short, if they had the stock, short the fucking stock all the way to the bank. Instead, sit and watch the show. Sammy's here, man.
Hey, man. Sammy, man. Stop the steal, man.
Yeah.
Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it with chocolate or a miracle or two? The candy man.
Who can take a rally, sprinkle it with feds? You showed up and you ended up in a federal pen.
To make the world taste good.
Yeah, man. Stop the steal, man.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a MAGA?
Wrap it in a sock.
Wrap it in the FBI.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie.
The candy man.
The candy man.
Yeah, man. The candy man can.
The candy man can. I said the Candyman can,
cause he's in bed with the feds and he's out to screw you. Sing it, man.
Oh, the Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes.
You'll be in the prison kitchen cleaning the dishes. Yeah, man.
Poor man Sammy Davis still has not been indicted. What a surprise. What a surprise. Back to Carhartt.
Sammy's going to slow it down, man.
All the
slow it down. Stop the steal.
Candyman.
Ah, man.
Candyman
can.
They're having an anti-vaxxer rally in Washington? Run for your fucking life. Those people there are not anti-vaxxers. Whatever. Don't go anywhere near that fucking place. My God. Cement heads learned enough. Now, this is some real candy, man. Slow it down with him. Grateful Dead. And Fauci and... I said this before. Fauci and... Bill Gates and all of his friends. They'll be grateful when we're all dead. They're proving it. So see, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court decides one way or another. We tried to tell you that. We had Carl Denninger on here. We had Legal Man on here. And Legal Man says it's a fucking farce. Why are you believing anything they say? The entire thing is a farce. The way he explains it is very... It's like a masterclass. Get wrapped up in the fucking Supreme Court. They shouldn't have a dominion over your life. You know why? If for no other reason... These people are not listening to the Supreme Court. Why should you? There's no laws in this country. It's lawless. Carhartt CEO Mark Vallade sent an email stating that all employees had to be vaccinated by February 15th or find a new job.
We put workplace safety at the very top of our priority list that the Supreme Court's recent ruling doesn't impact our core value. Me.
Listen to this. Just lies. You can tell where this guy's politics are. Right next to his head, up his ass. What does this sound like? Remember the idiot from Dix? Let his personal politics dictate company policy? Oh, this smells exactly the same. We in the medical community continue to believe vaccines are necessary to ensure a safe working environment for every associate and even perhaps their households. What do you mean, perhaps? You don't know that definitively after 2 years? If these fucking people knew what they were talking about, there would be no perhapses. And everything you just said in that statement, Vallade, is bullshit. While we appreciate there are many differing views, workplace safety is an area where we and the union that represents our associates cannot compromise. An unvaccinated workforce is both a people and a business risk that our company is unwilling to take. I mean, to be honest with you, if I was unvaccinated and everybody else in there was fucking vaccinated, I think I'd stay out of there. It would be, working there would be a risk that I wasn't willing to take on a daily basis. I mean, you can only roll your dice so far with these fucking factory full of spreaders. This guy, Vallade, is a fool. He's a tool and a fool. And guess what? What's going to happen? They're going to shit can people. And then what happens when their workforce goes down? Oh, can you come back? And we have a meeting with the union. Can you have your... Unvaccinated people come back just like a per diem to help us out. It's okay. It's okay if they create a dangerous workplace, if our bottom line is threatened or is suffering. Yeah, these guys are really about your health, right? Guess what? You get a vote. You get a vote that matters, not when you go in fucking voting booth. That's a waste of time. Your vote matters. Your money matters. Plenty of other places out there to buy clothes. Dickies. Plenty of good clothes out there you can buy. Carhartt. I always thought they were fucking, I don't know. They wear a Carhartt around, look like a goddamn rapper. Releasing a rap album after work today. These rappers walk around in Carhartt like they put in a day's work. I mean, packing a bong and smoking it is not exactly a hard day's work, even if you get some bad weed. But go buy some other clothes. If you have Carhartt clothes and you bought them, fucking wear them. Use them. You bought them. Just don't buy any more. If you have a problem with them, right? Put them in their fucking place. They could take their allegiance to the man, to the idiots in the White House and the medical industrial complex, and they can take it with them. And it's a private company. They're playing with fucking fire. I'm telling you. Dick's $250 million. How much is Carhartt worth? I mean, it's a big business, right? That's the problem, right? Everybody runs an honest shop until you make it. You're like, oh, fuck it, man. We're big. We can... We don't have to bend over. Well, you're bending over now. Bending over for the man. They make $600 million a year. Revenue. That's their revenue. Okay. Imagine fucking taking $200 million whack out of that. People dry up. They don't want to buy your clothes anymore. Look the fuck out. They're in Dearborn, Michigan, so you know where their politics are. You know exactly where their fucking politics are. Dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. They're unlucky that they're not public, because a private company, if things go south like that for a private company, good luck bouncing back. It's not so easy. And it comes right out of your ass. It's a family-owned business. And there you go. So good luck. My kids have bought this stuff to work and stuff outside and in their jobs. And we talked about it at dinner tonight. They said, yeah, fuck them. We're out. Shit's too stiff anyhow. They don't like the pants and some of the shirts are stiff. I said, you guys better get your goddamn rap career going. I mean, Eminem did it. You guys could don't put those clothes to waste. Is this the song I think it is? Let me look this up. Oh, yeah. Papa was a Rolling Stone right on time. They're lighting up the mood around here. I need a drink. Well, we'll wait till the song kicks in. It goes on for about 25 minutes before there's any lyrics. We got some more business we can get to here. Carhartt. Fuck out of here. I just don't, maybe it's my age or whatever. I don't have a tolerance for idiots, like I said. This is a business, is any business that sits there and says they fully respect and understand the opinions of our workers, but go fuck yourself. You're asking for trouble, in my estimate. You're asking for trouble, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it. And to them, see, they're interested. Well, you know, we're trying to weigh how many of our associates don't support the policy, and then we'll weigh it with the union on how many of the other associates support it. You're not going to have any fucking associates if your sales dry up. And you're not cheap to begin with. You're not cheap to begin. And you're not that fucking good. I hate to break the news to you. Plain and simple. And so when we talked about last week when the Supreme Court blocked Biden's emergency rule that would have forced large employers to require their employees to get vaccinated or test regularly, and people were parading that around as a major victory, I said, fuck, what are you doing? And Legal Man said it too. The last week of the year we had him on. And Carl Denninger. And many other, and Marie Albanese. So who gives a shit about the Supreme Court? They're going to do this anyhow. Private companies, public companies, doesn't matter. Jamie Dimon just did it. JP Morgan. I don't give a fuck. You're vaccinated or you're out the door. Oh, who's running this country again? Biden? Fuck out of here.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Don't worry, though. We talked about it yesterday. It's a breaking news out of Philadelphia. But the U.S. murder rate is the highest it's been in 25 years as big cities shatter records. Who runs big cities? Communists masking themselves and their politics as Democrats. That's who runs big cities. Show me a big city with a murder rate out of control and a Republican running it. I'm here. Hit me up. 25 years. The highest murder rate in 25 years. Yeah. This was a fucking hit song the last time their murder rate was this high. It's no joke, man. No joke. On top of that, it's a war on police. And so you put those two things together and, well, you have one hell of a... And also, to be honest with you, you've created an environment for crime and mayhem. People tearing up packages out of boxcars, trying to... People out of jobs. Skyrocketing prices and commodities. Upside the ass. Everywhere you turn, you're getting screwed. What do you expect? Of course there's going to be crime. And guess what? The Joe Bidens of the world and his political constituents, they love it. They love mayhem. They're lawless fucks to begin with. Suspect identified in the stabbing of UCLA design student Brianna Kupfer is out on bail. $1,000 bail. What did I just tell you? Suspect has been identified in the murder of 24-year-old UCLA design student Brianna Kupfer. The suspect is 31-year-old Sean Laval Smith. $250,000 reward has been offered for the capture of Smith, who police considered armed and dangerous. He will likely be using public transit. According to Los Angeles County records, Smith had a criminal record and was free on $1,000 bail from an October 2020 beef arrest. Boy, this sounds familiar. How about that maniac, the Wisconsin parade, who mowed and killed a number of people? Was out on $1,000 bail. Oh, who runs that city? Milwaukee. Yeah. An insane communist, like I said. Who runs Los Angeles? An insane communist, Garcetti. Backed by another insane communist, Newsom. You understand the pattern here? Lawless fucking people. Lawless leadership. Chaos. Smith allegedly stabbed Kupfer last week at the Croft House Furniture Store in Hancock Park. Hancock Park? That's a fucking nice neighborhood. Fuck's sake. Where she worked while studying design at UCLA. Folks, that's fucking big money neighborhood. That's not Watts. I mean, that's fucking serious. That's money neighborhood.
Hey, excuse me. You, sir, with a knife, please exit this zip code. Do you have any idea our crime rate? You have some moxie to even be here now. Goodbye, sir, and good day.
Jesus. Prior to the stabbing, Kupfer texted her friend saying she got a bad vibe from the man who entered the store. Security footage from a 7-Eleven at Beverly and Wilshire. This is a money fucking neighborhood. allegedly recorded the killer, who was wearing an N95 mask. Well, at least Fauci's happy about that.
He was wearing proper PPE. Now, he should have a reduced sentence.
Speaking with the news media earlier this week, Brianna's father, Todd, blamed politicians for his daughter's murder. Fucking ain't right. Crime is truly spiking. We have a lot of criminals on the streets that shouldn't be out, Kupfer said. We have a lot of politicians that somehow forgot about people and think the key to getting elected is to support the lowest rung of our society and to give them rights, and somehow that's the answer to getting votes, he added.
Boom. How long have we gone here tonight? I don't know.
We got that video coming at the end. Journalist telling it like it is. You don't see that too often, so we have to. It's a story on pain.tv. At the edge of a cliff, trucking industry leader says rewarding people not to work and vaccine mandates are worsening the supply chain. We've talked about that extensively. That story is on pain.tv. What else do we have? Experts are warning that empty shelves and food shortages are going to continue for many weeks to come. Thanks, experts. Where the fuck were you months ago and years ago? Experts are warning that empty shelves and food shortages are going to continue. If you were fucking experts, you would have known that months and years ago. You're not experts. You're fucking assholes. We talked about this on Hotwire for years now. Years.
Oh, it's because of the Omicron spread. It's going to happen.
And guess what? I'll be a little bit more of an expert, since I can call myself an expert now, right? I warned that empty shelves and food shortages were coming in February 2020. I'll make another prediction. It's not going to go on for many weeks to come. It's going to go on for many months to come. So fuck you, you fake-ass experts, whoever you are. Go fuck a duck. You love when experts show up. Yeah, experts show up a month after the Super Bowl and tell you who's going to win.
Fucking, didn't I already play that game? The fuck is this guy?
Here's another big news flash that Biden's economic policies are clearly failing average and poor Americans. Well, which one is it? Oh, because the average Americans used to be upper middle class. And the previously average Americans before that are now poor Americans, and poor Americans are even poorer. So, yeah, I'd say it's failing. I'd say when your top millionaires and top billionaires have doubled their wealth in the last 14, 15, 16 months, I'd say that money had to come from somewhere. The pie is only so big. We've talked about that on here so many times. Well, what happens is these business reporters, you know, they try to stuff me in the business department once. And I worked there a couple of weeks. It was interesting. It just didn't have the fucking zip that the news business had. I couldn't be on the street and stuff, but they tell you, and we had this guy. We had a guy that literally, he ran the business department. He talked like this. And I'm not kidding around. It's fucked.
Could you please finish this? I have a tennis match.
This is for fucking real.
I have a tennis match with the managing editor after lunch, and I would prefer if we had this done.
He talks just like this. Say, who the fuck is this guy? How did I end up working for fucking Thurston Howe? And he'd hand you,
this is the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You try to make some sense of it and call around and get a quote, will you please? And let's make a story of it, will you? And have it done after somewhere after my tennis match before I go out for cocktails, everyone.
Not kidding. So I read this stuff about the misery index, and I remember doing these stories saying, this is a waste of fucking time. How do we even know? I'd say, how do we even know this is right? The Bureau of Labor Statistics. This was during the Clinton administration, right? How do we know this is right? Are we trusting this?
Hey, I'll just get it done, my good man. Wait.
Okay. And you look at this stuff, you're like, this doesn't even make any sense a lot of times. And that's where I started to learn very matter-of-factly that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, no matter who the president is full of shit. So whenever I see stories based on, this one's from PJ Media, it's not a reflection on them. They've been turning out some good stuff lately. And the other thing is, too, do we really need an analysis to understand that Biden's economic policies are failing Americans? Do we really need to look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics data to get there? Jesus. I've been waiting for that misery index. You want a misery index? Go to the fucking grocery store. Look at the shelves. Fuck the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You know who works for this place? A bunch of flunkies and failures. That's how they got there. They're not going to tell you the true level of misery. Drive through your city. If you have enough guts in an armored car, drive through the city. You want to see a misery index? Go to fucking Kensington in the northeast section of Philadelphia. You've seen the videos of people, fucking zombies, walking around the street, all torqued out. Literally zombies. Fentanyl. Heroin. That's the misery index I look at. In the grocery stores, it's chaos. We don't need Bureau of Labor Statistics to tell us a goddamn thing. This is the way the elites want it. There's nobody in Congress. There's not one fucking person. This is more important than the story of looking at statistics. I used to say this. Back in the day, I was in my 20s. I'd say to the editors, is anybody going to do anything about this?
Call some politicians, will you? And get a quote, please. Something. Get it on the record, my man.
Good luck. You call politicians?
I'm calling about the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics. Can you have the senator call me back, please?
You know why? The senator doesn't have a plan. The senator doesn't give a shit. The senator is making his money. Okay? It comes down to the song, No More Words, right? We're talking about actions are more important than words. And folks, cuts to the heart. Tell you, the playlist is taking over again. It cuts to the heart of the man. Politicians don't care. If they cared, they do something. There's not one politician, one person in charge of anything who's trying to undo this or improve it. They just sit there and say, when we get, I heard that idiot Jim Jordan today, when we get control of the House, 2022, Fauci's going to have to answer for